The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Welcome to Let's Just Talk, featuring Katherine Riker. Brought to you by Lawrence Allen, Global Executive Search Professional, author of The Tree of Liberty, Apteka Naturelle, Backwell Syllable Backholder, Dan Perkins, Registered Investment Advisor, and author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile series, Dr. James Butler, DDS, Gravity First Mattress, iMarketing, Magic Nutrition, Swan Montgomery, top musician, engineer, and performer with solo album, August. An Ultimate Air Show. Now, here's Katherine with Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, this is Katherine Raker of Let's Just Talk, and today we have our dental expert, Dr. James E. Butler, with us today, and we're going to be talking everything about implants, TMJ, many subjects, and my experience with our TV show and what's going to happen with Katherine having an implant. Good morning, Dr. Butler. How are you?
Good morning, Katherine. I'm fantastic. Thanks so much for having me.
And you came on your birthday.
Well, it's my birthday weekend.
So. Weekend. Yeah. So you're going to celebrate the whole year like I am? That's great, huh? Anyhow, I came to the office yesterday and we're live in your office. And I want to know, I want to start exactly how we did for our television show. And that is, I have a little problem. And, you know, I've had these crowns in my mouth for probably over 30 years, if I remember correctly. And unfortunately, I've been stressing out a lot with all the things that are happening in my life. And I noticed it chipped big time. So I decided to come in to see you today to see if you could help me. Can you tell me what happened with my tooth and why?
Well, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, what you're experiencing is exactly what we want to talk about with the baby boomers, is because most of us took care of our teeth as best we could. And I've had, you know, numerous crowns and some root canals, and I've managed to keep my teeth. But, it requires some effort. But what happened was the way we fixed things in the 80s and 90s, we didn't have implants mostly. It was very rare to get an implant. But what we found out is without implants, things don't last long enough, you know, because we're living to, you know, older ages, and that's a good thing. However, we're outdistancing the old ways of doing. So what happened was you had a bridge placed, which was excellent care at the time, and it served you beautifully for many years. But finally, and it ties into the way that it doesn't support you as well, and it ties into your TMJ problem, that it has finally worn out, and the part that contacts the opposing teeth has pretty much broken off.
Right. So it makes it difficult for me to eat, for my TMJ especially. Mm-hmm. And also, I notice that if I have to strain or do anything like that, I feel that stress, and that's part of it, right?
That's part of it, because you can't have any type of temporomandibular disorder or facial pain syndrome without muscular hyperactivity.
Okay. And I'm constantly talking, constantly doing things with my mouth. So that probably puts some stress onto it too, right?
Well, what happens is the hyperactivity tires your muscles, so that when you go ahead and do your job, then you get double tired, because you're doing double duty, because, you know, your jaws and teeth, you don't have constant control over clenching, grinding, swallowing, and your efforts to eat. And as the bridge work fails, you have to work harder to eat because you don't have a good bite.
That's true.
And so people that don't have a good bite struggle even more with that.
I notice that I'm trying to eat softer foods and doing things to, so it doesn't, because the tooth actually, which we found out yesterday, there's no root there, right?
Yes, and that's the thing with bridge work, is we're asking two teeth to to hold one. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if that would work, then that's the way the good Lord would do it, right? But each tooth has its own root. But we didn't have really, you know, simple tooth roots to put in 20 and 30 years ago. So your only option was to have a removable bridge, which, you know, people just don't like those, and they don't, you know, they tear up your teeth too. Or we would put what's called a fixed bridge, which is what you had, which was standard of the care, and it was very good care. But as it turns out, it puts a lot of strain on the system because we're asking an unnatural amount of force to be placed on the teeth next door.
My question is, it looked like a small tooth to start off with. A smaller tooth to start off with, did that make any difference?
Well, the type of tooth that you had placed, because there wasn't a back tooth to help it, you had two of the more forward teeth capped, and the tooth that is the aponic tooth, or the false tooth, if you will, was off the end. Okay. Now, because of that, you can't make a full-size molar.
Oh.
So your tooth wasn't as big as it was intended.
So now, with this new procedure, I'm going to have a bigger molar, am I right?
You will have a full-size molar for the first time in a long time.
Oh my, it's going to make my mouth feel a little different, isn't it? Will it take me time to get used to it?
Well, probably, but it won't take much time because this is the way that your mouth was intended to be. So the collapse of your bite and the cheek and the feeling that you can't chew as good as you probably should, all that's going to go away. And we'll get to that.
Well, you know, that might have something to do with my digestion problem, too. Because being able to chew better, I get it. It makes the whole system kind of work together.
The entire digestive system depends on good chewing and the mixing of the saliva, which has enzymes, and then the ability of the stomach to break down the food because it's chewed properly.
That makes sense to me. Let me ask you a question. The first thing we're doing today is what we're doing something with. We actually did something with. We x-rayed my tooth?
Yes. The first step was to find out what was going on underneath. And it turns out you're fortunate that the bridge broke, but there's no cavity. There's no fracture of the natural teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all good news. Also, we found that you had some bone left underneath your bridge, because many times bone will shrink with disuse. And you were fortunate that your bone didn't shrink much.
Okay, so that makes a difference. Now, I noticed that there was like metal. Is that metal connected? Is that the piece that's connecting to the other teeth? Is that what that is?
Well, the porcelains at that time, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago, weren't strong enough to hold the whole tooth by themselves. So underneath, there is a support that's made out of probably a semi-precious metal,
mm-hmm.
and it's very rigid.
Okay? Right.
But it still flexes when you chew because the chewing motion is very, very firm.
Okay.
And the porcelain is very stiff and doesn't flex with the metal. So eventually, all of those bridges generally will, under strain over many chewing cycles, the porcelain will fall off, and that's why the white part is gone.
So that's the reason why the other thing is that the other side of my mouth is tired. I don't know if that's because I'm compensating, so I don't chew as hard on that side, so I don't break any more porcelain off. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe that's what my brain is doing. That's the reason why my TMJ is really bothering me right now, because of all of this and because of the weather. And I think allergies have a lot to do with that, too.
Well, let's talk about that. The main problem is that as your chewing becomes more imbalanced, one of the principles of treating TMD patients is to have balanced chewing left to right. Your body will put the food automatically where it can best chew it. So as soon as that lower left stopped working properly, your body just put everything on the right side so that those muscles are taking more strain and that jaw joint is taking more strain. And it already is damaged because you have the TMD problem. And that's the worst thing you want to do to a damaged part of your body is to use it more. It's like, you know, running a marathon on a sprained ankle. You wouldn't do that.
Right. And that's the problem I'm having.
Yep.
And if I don't wear my plate at night, it makes it even worse.
Yeah, you have a bite guard that is made so that your bite is more level.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has a padding effect because the plastic is softer than your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a guiding effect to help you balance left to right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but now that your porcelain's broken on the lower, that's not even working right.
That's true. So I wake up in the middle of the night, and I've noticed that I've been doing that lately, and either taking the plate out or whatever, it's starting to bother me. I've noticed that, you know, a lot.
Well, I'll tell you what, in the next segment, I think we talked about, we're gonna speak directly to people who are having facial pain, headache pain, and muscle pain, and talk about some exciting new treatments that are very simple and cost-effective, that don't require expensive bite planes, don't require braces, and don't require exotic methods to relieve your pain.
Well, that's going to help me a lot. And we are excited about that, because many years ago, I used that product for some wrinkles, okay?
Yeah.
But I noticed when I had the treatment or I had the injection that actually I didn't have headaches, especially because we live here in the Midwest and unfortunately lots of sinus. Hello. You're not sure if it's sinus or if it's jaw pain or if it's tooth pain, right? The only way I can tell, Dr. Butler, is to take my head and put it, you know, below by my knees to tell if it's tooth pain or if it's sinus. How about that one?
Well, that's very common. I mean, if you have clogged sinuses, you know, it's going to be more difficult for your upper teeth to feel good, but also, you know, just the sinus headaches alone. But sometimes it gets really complicated to wind through that. So we do, you know, evaluate the status of your sinus. We do evaluate the status of your headache pattern. Mm-hmm. To see if it's driven largely by dental or if there's other concerns that need to be treated in conjunction with your TMD treatment. So it is a team effort. We have to look at all those factors. But most people who have suffered for a long time with any type of facial pain syndrome, usually that's the primary problem, because other problems typically will get taken care of. And certainly, we're going to pay attention to that.
And I think that's really important to understand that and to seek out help, because you can really go through years of that pain and not realize what's going on with your system. Am I right?
Well, yeah. And like many things, you know, for example, the technology tends to catch up as we go, fortunately. I delayed treatment of a bad knee for many years until the scope came out, because I didn't want a big zipper on the side of my knee. And all my friends that had that done, their knees weren't that good. But when the scope came out, I finally had my knee treated, and it's been perfect since 2004. So technology catches up. So people need to know that if they're suffering and they've tried, you know, two or three things, it's frustrating. It makes you want to quit trying. But instead, remember, revisit the technology. Keep your ears and eyes open, because we've got some breakthrough stuff that we're going to talk about in the next segment.
Now, I want to ask you a question, because you have a gorgeous new website. I love it. And a new logo. And I love the logo because you're smiling on it. And it's a head. And it's so cute. Tell me what your website is, because you have so many wonderful pieces of information up there.
Right.
And it shows some of the technology. What's your website, doctor?
Well, it's for innovative dental implants. And it's called IDISmile.com.
Right.
And IDISmile.com.
And you're going to be able to see this up on our website as well, on Let's Just Talk and Born Before 64. And I need your telephone number for people that want to get a hold of you.
Well, my local number here in Columbus is 614-529-0062. And we have patients from all over the state of Ohio and the country.
And I'm that person. I come all the time. I wouldn't do without you. I will be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk with Dr. James E. Butler.
You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. I'm the spokesperson for Apteca Naturel Products, and they have a brand new product that I'm so excited about. It is unique. It's all natural. It's called Cognizant Natural. It's an advanced memory support dietary supplement containing the remarkable SNAPSA, SNAPSA has been clinically shown to speed learning, enhance your memory, and improve mental performance naturally and safely. Cognizant Natural Advanced Memory Support Dietary Supplement is vegetarian and contains no GMOs. So go out and get Cognizant Natural. It really will help you. Go to their website at www.aptecanaturel.com and get it. It's wonderful. I did, and I know you'll love it too.
Stop driving to other airports. Save money on your travel budget. Book a direct flight to Chicago for only $3.99. Hi, this is Rick Pollack of Ultimate Air Shuttle. Right now, you could fly direct from CBG to Midway on Ultimate Air Shuttle and take advantage of the introductory fare of only $3.99 round trip. Price includes taxes, quick check-in, parking and bags, plus snacks and drinks. Hurry, the $3.99 CBG to Chicago deal is only good through November 26. Book now at ultimateairshuttle.com.
Ultimate Air Shuttle flights are public charters sold and operated by Ultimate Jet Charters LLC as direct air carrier.
Catherine is back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
We're back on Let's Just Talk with Dr. James E. Butler, my favorite dentist in the world, and the top implantologist. But we're going to be talking about this new discovery with for facial pain that I'm going to be coming back in the office, and you're going to be treating me? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, that's right, Catherine. Well, as an implantologist, one of the things that's very important to us is having harmony in the bite and harmony in the chewing motion. Okay, we need healthy jaw joints, and we need teeth that come together. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, you know, facial pain sufferers and TMD sufferers, they're usually as a result of muscular hyperactivity. So the last thing we want to do is put an implant in, have it overloaded, and have it damaged before the bone can grow in.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's an important thing. So what we try to do is evaluate people for jaw joint discomfort and bite irregularities before we do the implant plan. So it's a holistic approach because the implant's the last thing you do in a healthy mouth to make sure it stays that way, not the first thing you do in a damaged mouth.
Well, you know, I've had this problem since, actually, I was in a car accident in my early 20s, and my face went through the windshield. Mm. That was the first thing. And then somebody broke my jaw, and then a few other things happened. So that's when all the TMJ started. And it sounds like a bunch of bones, you know, hitting each other. And there are times when I've had jaw lock. Mm-hmm. When it's happened, and I could be eating a sandwich or something, and then all of a sudden, jaw lock or whatever. And I've learned how to actually massage the area inside of my mouth and outside of my mouth when it gets so excruciatingly painful. So, and you made a bite plate for me, which helps at night. But what can you do for this? What treatment can you use to help me with this constant aggravation?
Well, first, some background, you know. We've all had jaw joint traumas. I've had them, you know, was very athletic and had a lot of, you know, football, basketball, baseball, bump, you know, hit in the jaw, fall down, you know, all that stuff. So we all have an accumulated damage to our jaw joints, even if it's just from grinding on a bad bite. Because if your teeth don't fit together and you want to grind your teeth or clench your teeth, then that creates damage in the jaw joint because if the bite doesn't fit together, then when you close tightly with the big muscles, the little muscles around the jaw have to move the jaw slightly off of its normal place. And over many cycles and many years, that gets micro tears in the muscles and in the joint. The cartilage between the pad between the two bones can become damaged, perforated, torn. The ligaments can be torn, so now they don't do a good job of positioning the joint. And so when they're loose like that, it's like a trick knee. It's going to go out every now and then, and that's when you get the lock because the cartilage is like a doorstop when it gets folded up in front of the joint and you can't open it. It's like a doorstop. Is that what it feels like?
Exactly what it feels like. And then, you know, the noise that I hear in my mouth when nobody's around and I can hear it, it sounds like bones rubbing against each other. And so that's probably common.
Well, yeah, some people can have what we call audible noises in the joint. We actually use stethoscopes to kind of hear what's going on and try to determine if it's a perforated disc or if there does sound like there's a, you know, arthritis or some other form of bone, you know, damage in the actual bones that comprise the head of the condyle comes from the mandible, which is the part that goes into the curve of the edge of your skull so that your jaw stays where it's supposed to be on the hinge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very complicated mechanism. It's the most complicated one in the body. But it has beautiful compensation ability built into it if it's not overloaded.
Really?
So the crux of the issue, and this was proven by many studies of, you know, putting monitors on people at night and during the day and having them keep pain journals, and it turned out that there was no such thing as a painful episode without muscular hyperactivity preceding it.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you can relax the muscles, it matters less that you have a bad bite. It matters less that your joint's not perfect.
Wow.
So the real enemy is muscular hyperactivity and injury, continued injury.
So what can you do to help it? What's the new technology out there that can really make a difference?
Well, it's not a new discovery, but it is a new use. And
okay.
Like many things, and it's going to sound funny, but here's what we're able to do, and we've been training with this, and we've known about it for a couple years, and we're waiting for the studies to prove it out that it works, and it does, is that if we can relax that muscular hyperactivity, then we can be successful in reducing the number of painful episodes or maybe even eliminating them, allowing you to not have that, okay? So how do we reduce muscular hyperactivity? Well, the traditional methods have been, you know, Valium, muscle relaxers, you know, antidepressant medication, stuff that you wouldn't want to take all of your life. And plus, it still just masks the problem.
Right.
You haven't really eliminated the core source of it, which is what we call centrally generated hyperactivity, meaning that your brain tells your muscles to be used, you know, for whatever reason, and there's a lot of research on that too, but for whatever reason, you're overusing the system. Our teeth are supposed to touch 8 minutes a day.
Really?
And if you grit your teeth an hour a day, that means that your teeth are 8 to 10 years old for every day you live, or for every year you live. So your teeth and jaw mechanism could be 200 years old, and it's not designed to last that long. It's designed to last approximately 120 years under ideal conditions.
Ideal conditions. Okay, so from the time I was around 45 up until now, what does that make my teeth?
Well, you would have to calculate that on your own.
Okay.
I can't speak for
you. Can't speak for that. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. I'm not going to get into the woman and what age are your teeth thing here, but we do, you know, seek to say, okay, you know, we've got wonderful dental treatments, and when we see those treatments only lasting 5 years, we know they're supposed to go 20, so that person is aging 4 times faster than normal during that period of time.
Okay. Did they used to use braces for it, you know, like to you know, because I can remember years ago when I first got my first mouthpiece, right, mm-hmm. through an orthodontist, he wanted to put braces on my mouth, and I said, there's no way. I'm not going to do that. Not at age 50. I don't want to wear braces to help that.
I will tell you, Catherine, that braces are still one of our top methods of treating TMJ long-term.
TMJ. Really?
Absolutely. And there's the orthodontists have, most of them have trained in adult orthodontia.
Uh-huh.
And if it is appropriate for you to have adult braces, that's okay. In your case, not so much, and here's why, is because the root structure in the missing teeth will make it very difficult to get the movements needed. And since your smile line and your general contours of your teeth don't need that much help, we probably don't need the orthodontist. The younger you are when you encounter it, the more you should consider orthodontics, though. So, you know, I'm not going to tell my orthodontic friends that we shouldn't be doing that. We absolutely should. And
okay.
That's, you know, a lot of people have this problem. We can use these methods I'm going to speak of to get you under control. But long term, you either have to have implants to replace your bridge work, or you have to have orthodontia, or you have to have some crown and bridge work to make sure that we get the best possible tooth contact so that reduces the continued damage to your jaw joints.
And you want to keep your teeth as healthy as you can, as long as you can.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about what this method is.
Yeah, well, it's very exciting. And here's the thing is that when we encounter a very painful episodes, they can come and go, and they can absolutely drive you crazy, as you know. And so the muscular hyperactivity, instead of, you know, drugs that have side effects, we've discovered, and it's been researched, that the medication Botox, the injectable, into the muscles that are the offending muscles, can give you 4 months of reduced hyperactivity.
Wow.
Okay, and it turns out that things like Botox, and there's a couple others, but they don't actually paralyze muscles. What they do is they relax muscles, okay?
Yeah.
And by relaxing muscles and still maintain a baseline of movement, we don't freeze your ability to chew, but what we do is we take that hyperactivity and reduce it to a level that's tolerable so that we don't create pain. Because you only get pain when something is overused. You know, like walking all day when you're visiting somewhere and you're sightseeing, you get achy feet that night. Well, if you did that every day with your jaws, you would have achy jaws every night.
That's true.
Every morning.
That's true.
So by relaxing with this very specified routine that you have to be trained in, it's called dental therapeutic Botox.
Dental therapeutic Botox.
This is not your cosmetic Botox.
Right.
We can treat headache syndromes. We can treat TMD problems, facial pain. We can treat migraines. It's FDA approved for migraines.
Wow.
So those are some uses. And here's the thing is that if you've been struggling for years with facial pain and you've got the bite plates, you've tried to improve your bite, and we need to reduce these painful episodes, then Botox in a 10-minute treatment
10 minutes.
Can give you 4 months of relief.
I'm ready. Let's sign me up for it.
Well, you're going to get it. We're going to talk about it.
Well, we want to talk about how that is actually injected, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So can you tell me how you're going to do it?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. First of all, we'll mark the muscles that are the offenders.
The offenders, okay.
And then we target a grid on that muscle.
Okay.
And we use a tiny insulin needle. It's almost the same size as an acupuncture needle.
I can deal with that.
Absolutely. So we have numbing creams you can put on your face if you're real sensitive. But the thing is it's a painless injection.
Okay, and how many places do you put it?
4 to 5.
Inside the mouth?
No, outside the mouth.
Oh, outside the mouth.
Yeah, if you put your teeth together and squeeze hard, you can feel this big bicep on your jaw. That's called the masseter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the major offending muscle. We always start there.
Oh.
We also have the temporalis
up here?
Above your eyebrows. Okay. Yeah, between your ear and your eyebrows. You draw a straight line, then you feel right above that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's your temporalis. People have different patterns. If you're predominantly lower jaw, we treat the masseter. If you're upper jaw, we treat the temporalis. And if you're both, if you're really bad, we treat both, okay? And so it's a 10 to 15-minute procedure, and we make 4 tiny acupuncture-like sticks that the injection is literally half a second, and that puts the Botox in. It diffuses into the muscle within 14 days, starts competing with your normal neurotransmitter, completely harmless. This stuff was invented in the 50s and is used as far back as 89, you know. So there's no proven toxicity to Botox, okay?
Right, so it actually relaxes the muscle.
It does.
Instead of what everybody thinks, that it freezes it to a point of no return.
Well, if you overuse it, but, you know, that we leave that to Hollywood.
We don't want to look like Hollywood, right? So we need to take a short break. What are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about in our next segment?
Well, once we get your facial pain under control, we're going to be able to replace this bridge and make that bite what it's supposed to be so we can level you out.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that. So give your office number again, please.
614-529-0062.
And then what's your website?
IDISmile.com.
And we'll be right back with Dr. James E. Butler.
You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Katherine Riker on W4CY.
It's harvest time, and I don't know what I would do without my Bagwell. Just last night, I was preparing some fresh tomatoes to go into my freezer. Bagwell makes it easy to do a job which could be a total mess in my kitchen. But the Bagwell sealable bag holder's job doesn't end in the kitchen. I take it into the garden when I'm gathering the last of my beans, onions, and small tomatoes right off the vine. The unique fold-up feature and sturdy form allows me to sit it anywhere and drop the produce in, ready to store until use. I can't imagine my kitchen without my Bagwell sealable bag holder. And once you get yours, neither will you. Visit Bagwell.com to get one for yourself.
Catherine is back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
We're back on Let's Just Talk. And, you know, during the break, I happened to be talking to Dr. Butler and found out that he had TMD as well.
So I was getting a lot of facial pain. So I had a bite splint made, similar to yours, and we used some muscle relaxants at first, and I didn't like those. It doesn't feel normal to be on that stuff.
Okay? No, I know that.
So the decision was made, back to the orthodontist thing, that if I had my orthodontics redone, that would help to fix me. So we had I had a TMJ specialist orthodontist who's right here in Hilliard, Bob Brown, did my braces, and he did an orthopedic braces where they harmonize the teeth with your jaw joints. And if you're an adult who's going to get orthodontia, you should ask that question. Can you make sure that my jaw joints and my teeth match up? Because sometimes you can move the teeth so they look nice, and they can still be in disharmony with your jaw joints.
Oh, really?
So getting orthodontia for TMJ or TMD is different than getting it as a kid.
Okay. That makes sense.
So make sure that your orthodontist is experienced in that. But I was young enough that, you know, I was like, well, I can't wear a bite splint for the next 60 years. Okay. So we went back to the braces. It took 24 months. And then the orthodontist did a little touch-up where we did some bonding. I had that done. The orthodontist didn't do that, obviously. But we had some bonding to repair the damage where I'd worn myself. And then he adjusted my bite so that it harmonized, okay? And what that meant is that the jaw joint could freely swing into my teeth and have even and simultaneous contact everywhere, all the way across the arches.
Wow.
Now, most people in this world have never even known what that feels like, okay?
Probably not.
So if you grew up and you've never had that, you don't know what that feels like. And that is the best long-term solution to TMD problems, okay? And then as I got more comfortable in my role as a father and a practitioner and things got more settled, then the hyperactivity was reduced. And when I do have hyperactivity now, I don't cause pain because the teeth hit well enough. And that result has held up for 25 years.
That's a long time, and that's great.
So I was successful. And orthodontics, like I say, the younger you are, the more that's a big part of treating this.
So let's talk about the next step that we're going to do with the implant. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. One of the most common problems of the baby boomers is failing bridge work. We're just outliving it, done by great practitioners, but it's using outdated methods. So if you try to do that again, usually the teeth are in worse shape because they've been overstrained for years. And you can't get the same result as you can with an implant. In your case, you've got basically a half tooth back there that's supposed to act like a molar. Well, it's not a molar. But with an implant, and we drew it up yesterday, you know, we did your x-ray. Okay,
right.
Let's go back to process, right?
That was a pretty cool x-ray, too.
Yeah, we did a digital x-ray, and we did measurements of the width of your bone. At that point, we try to identify, do we really need a CAT scan or not to do this case? Some simpler cases, we don't use the CAT scan. We do have the CAT scan here. We have the smallest footprint and smallest radiation CAT scan available right now. It's called the Planmeca Pro Max, and it's, you know, completely advanced. And it's very simple. It's 40 seconds, and when we need it for more complicated cases or if we're worried about abnormal structures in the way of where we're trying to put the implants, then we do go with the CAT scan and we do the virtual planning on an actual three-dimensional x-ray.
Right.
Now, in your case, we were able to do it on a two-dimensional x-ray. But it was great because we found out that the bone underneath the ponic and the gums are healthy.
That's great news.
That's really good news. And then Remember, we went on the computer program, we selected an implant. Sometimes you have to try a couple of times to figure out which one's going to fit. We happened to get the right one first, right off the
and
bat.
That was really cool. And yeah. What I really liked about it, Dr. Butler, was that when you drew it, I'm looking at this little tooth that's back there that's broken, and what's going to replace it, I can imagine that my jaw is going to feel much better.
Yep.
Between the two processes of the Botox and the new implant, right. I'm going to feel like I've never felt before, and I'm going to be able to eat food that I've never been able to eat before. That's going to be great.
Well, it should get you back to where you should be in your, you know, late 20s, early 30s with a mature bone structure, a
right.
mature bite system.
Right.
Okay. But by having a larger chewing surface over there, the interesting thing is that when you would try to bite on this half molar, you can never quite get the forces where they're supposed to be. Because, if you squeeze this muscle together and feel it over there on your jawline, that big bulge of muscle, it's lined up on your second bicuspid and your first molar. 90% of human chewing is done between the second bicuspid and the first molar. Okay,
right.
And for most people, that would be the third and fourth tooth back from your eye tooth or your cuspid on each arch, okay?
And it's funny, when you clench what I just did there, mm-hmm. you can feel the pain. I can feel that pain yeah. automatically.
Well, when you would try to chew on this half tooth, what happens is when you close, the forces go more forward than they're designed, and that puts back pressure on your jaw joint, and that keeps accumulating the muscle cramps, keeps accumulating the jaw joint problems. So implants are also a valuable adjunct to treating TMJ.
Now, let me ask a question here. Before I get the Botox in, because we're going to be doing that in the next couple of weeks, can I use Aleve to help with the pain?
Anti-inflammatories are a first line of defense. Unfortunately, that can't be your only defense because over time, that has an effect on your system. You know,
it
upsets your stomach. It can, you know, we're taking so many medications in this society. I'm concerned for our livers and kidneys.
That's
as
true.
We get older.
And I don't take anything, basically.
Well, we're more conservative medications, and I know
right.
most of the physicians are too. So we're making an effort not to use medications as our primary treatment for any disorder.
Right.
Whether it's diabetes, heart disease, you know, mm-hmm. lifestyle changes, natural anti-inflammatories. Turns out pineapple juice is a good natural anti-inflammatory.
Really?
Absolutely.
I'm going to be drinking a lot of pineapple juice until this. Which is great because I think people need to know that. I mean, I do not like to take drugs, unfortunately.
Sure.
And I have a lot of allergies. So that's why I tend to want to do the easiest, most simple way of creating less pain. And being on the radio and television, I'm always using that face. I'm always using the mouth. And it's overused sometimes. So by the end of the day, I'm just exhausted.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about our next subject, and then we're going to take a break, and then we'll finish up. But tell me what our next thing is, making the appointment and getting it started, or
right.
what?
Well, we've planned your implant, so now
okay.
we know what to order and get in stock, and we've given you your pre-surgical instructions, right?
Right.
We're going to, in this case, because it's a simple case, we're not going to use an outpatient surgery.
Right.
We're not going to use an anesthesiologist. We're going to make it simple because it is simple.
Right.
We're going to take a pre-medication pill.
Okay.
This one's going to be called triazolam.
Right.
It's a short-acting Valium-like drug.
Right.
And obviously Bill's going to drive you.
It's happy.
Then we're going to do some happy air.
Yeah, happy air.
We're going to do some nitrous oxide sedation,
right.
happy
right.
air.
Right.
We're going to numb the area thoroughly. And the actual implant procedure is going to be less than 30 minutes.
That is simple. You know, I have to tell you, I've been in a dentist here one time for 5.5 hours on a procedure mm-hmm. down in Cincinnati. And I want you to know, I thought I went to jaw lock at that point. And it was scary. So this 30-minute deal, right on. I love the idea of 30 minutes. It's nothing.
Well, because you have healed bone and you don't have any infections,
right?
We can use what's called a single-stage, one-piece treatment.
Okay.
It's the simplest style of implants, and
mm-hmm.
it's not, you know, preferred by specialists because they're usually solving more difficult problems where you don't have enough bone. So, but here's the thing. You want to be evaluated by someone who knows more than one system, because you don't need to go through a nine-month treatment protocol when you have a very simple implant system. And that's one of the things that, we have, you know, paid attention to. And one of the things that we focus on is implant-focused general dentistry.
And that's
when you
important.
Need a specialist, we tell you, but 80% of these problems can be handled by simple implants.
And, you know, what I love, you know, it doesn't matter to me, Dr. Butler, how far you are, because your practice is so different than a regular dental practice. And IDI is such a great organization in itself. I know the difference. But can you tell the rest of the world the difference between your practice and a standard dental practice?
Well, first of all, let me tell you why. And the why is that I have worked with the top dentists in America.
Right.
And I've been really humbled by the fact that, they would be willing to teach me. And that's why I'm willing to teach others. It's been
and you
a great
train a lot of dentists, path. Don't you?
We do some training, absolutely, in our concept. And what our goal is to make sure that we get implants to the masses, because not enough people have them, and they've had this reputation of being only for the wealthy. And in some cases, that's true. Some of the things that, people have to fix them are very expensive and very complicated. And we have a wonderful cadre of specialists that we work with, periodontists, orthodontists, endodontists, oral surgeons, that we have to have those people involved, okay? But our emphasis is the fact that many people with simpler problems just don't have the time or the money to go through that process.
And so what do you do that's different? Let's talk about that.
Well, what we do is we evaluate every patient as to whether or not they qualify for simplified implantology. Now, what is that?
Yeah.
Well, it means that if the manufacturers have been really great working with us on making things for special problems, okay? So if your bone is tall and thin, we have an implant that already fits it. If your bone is short and fat, we got an implant that already fits it. If your bone is normal height and it's already healed and we don't want to go through a three-stage surgery to get a tooth on it, because you don't have to do that, when we have implants designed to be placed and immediately used.
Wow.
And those are the differences of studying, because most implantologists get hooked up with a company or a trainer that does things one, maybe two, maybe three different ways.
And how do you do it?
Well, we've worked with 22 different companies.
Oh, wow.
And so what we've done is we've identified the problems. You go back to what do patients need first, instead of, you know, what do manufacturers tell us to do?
Right.
Okay, so we go back, what do patients need? And we've identified six fundamental simplified situations that people come in with day in and day out. And we're trying to teach other dental practices, general dental practices, to handle those situations on their own. Okay, now, unfortunately, we're not trained in implants in dental school, so it's difficult for the average general practice to adopt that. They just don't have the training. But what we do here is we do what's called implant-focused general dentistry.
Implant-focused for the baby boomers. Okay,
we are for the baby boomers, and I say by the baby boomers, too, because it was the baby boomers that got me here.
Really?
Friends. My parents, their friends, you know, all the wonderful people that we know and their folks. Our practice is between 50 and 90, approximately. Our
right, average and I just kind of fit in that mold, don't
I? Our average client's going to be over 50. But back to this TMD thing, if you've been using your teeth four times faster than you want to, you know, you might be wanting to come here when you're 40.
I should have come back when I was 40, but I didn't know you then.
Right.
So, but it's true.
So what we have is a model practice for the future using the most modern technologies to make sure that every patient gets the simplest, most cost-effective way to ensure the health of their teeth, not just for now, but into retirement.
Do you have plans for people in your practice?
Yeah, every person who comes through has the option of having a comprehensive care plan put together, and we always talk big picture. You know, you're going to get a feeling, did you really have a discussion about, well, how long is that going to last and what happens when that breaks? Because I'm only 50. You know?
Right.
And
right.
It didn't, you know, it wasn't long ago we're saying I'm only 50. It was not something anybody said, but now we hear it all the time. I'm only 50.
Yeah, because that's really middle age today, or even less.
Yeah.
You know, the 50 or the 70s are the new 50s, you know, or the 40s, right?
Well, I'll give you an example. My father's 83 and still plays golf with me. and still has 24 out of his 32 original teeth.
Wow.
And the rest are replaced, as we're talking about. Okay?
Right. So, and he'll probably live to 100. You know, my generation, which I'm 70, will probably live till 100. Well, I'm going to live to 150, but, you know, my point
we'll
is,
see.
No, but it's true. It's not uncommon to see anymore people that are 110, 105. Mm-hmm. Years ago, people didn't live that long.
Well, let me tell you a story. My story, again, so I'm 57. I'm going to be 58 on Tuesday.
Right.
And I don't consider myself old.
You don't look it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
But, you know, it's taken some effort. You know, I have to eat right and take my vitamins and, you know, work out and play tennis and play golf and throw football with my family, you know, all kinds of stuff.
And you're a happy dentist, and your people are happy, so that's probably kept you happy and good.
Well, it's an important thing, but, you know, certainly everybody's got challenges, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
So, back to this, though. So, between 55 and 57 here, I've had my teeth reworked, because what I did in my 30s was the best available, because I could have had anything. I had Bob Brown do my braces, and Dick Tucker did my gold inlays to get rid of my silver fillings because they're too soft for a hard chewer, okay? And my teeth were breaking. So, and that lasted for 25 years. I had no dentistry. Now, was that worth it or not?
It was worth it.
25 years, no dental work.
That's great. That's wonderful.
So that's what we're talking about. So we can engineer a system for you that can have that kind of longevity, provided you'll pick up the toothbrush and the water pick or whatever you're supposed to do. We customize a plan for prevention for each patient, number one. Number two, we customize a plan. And I didn't get my dental work reworked in 1 year or one sitting. You can do that, but usually we do that when we have to change a whole bite. And you can't always do that over 3 years. Okay, sometimes you got to do that all at once. But the point is that we can get you in the kind of shape that if you follow through with your preventive program, you don't have to suffer in your 70s. One of the big issues we have now is that people are walking around with a lot of time bombs like you. Like, if you didn't treat this, you could say, heck with it. And then 2 years from now, you're 10,000 more to fix or 5,000 more to fix. And here's the bad part is that you've suffered another 5 years.
That's true.
So if you got to get your teeth fixed before you pass, okay, because they're going to wear them out, get them checked now, get them fixed now while you're young enough to enjoy the result.
That's true.
And you're young enough to afford the result. Let's set you up for 20 and 30 years of enjoyment. And one of the things that happens is some of our youthful 70-year-olds come in here and they're very frustrated because they let it go so bad, I have to rebuild the whole thing. Where if I'd seen them 10 years ago, we could have thrown a couple implants in, stood in the way of the degenerative process, and they wouldn't be sitting here needing their whole mouth.
So tell me how to get people to go to your website. What's your website again? Because that's really important.
Yeah, it's IDI Smile, IDI for Innovative Dental Implants, IDISmile.com.
Your phone number?
614-529-0062. And from here to Cincinnati is about 90 minutes.
That's right. And I love it. It's not bad. Yeah. And the cool part about it is that we're going to be having on our websites all of your information. You're going to be doing a little question and answer.
One quick thing, though, for our out-of-town and out-of-state patients.
Yes.
We coordinate with their general dentist many times, or if they don't have one. And sometimes we can get records and we can prepare for you before you come here.
That's really important.
And we can, you know, have things ready. And, you know, we can even consult with you on the phone before you come. And I take those calls personally. And I'll see what's going on. And we'll be ready for you so you don't have to be up here 10 times.
Well, thank you so much. You make my life so much easier. And I can't wait to get this work done so I can be smiling all the time, right? Give that phone number out again and your website.
IDISmile.com, 614-529-0062.
And thank you so much for joining us today. I can't wait to have you on again in about 2 weeks. Thank you, Doctor.
You bet, Catherine. Thanks so much.
And thanks for joining us today on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk with Dr. James E. Butler, the Smile Artist. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk featuring Catherine Raker. Brought to you by Lawrence Allen, Global Executive Search Professional, author of The Tree of Liberty, Apteca Naturelle, Bagwell Syllable Bag Holder,
Dan Perkins, registered investment advisor and author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile series. Dr. James Butler, DDX, Gravity First Mattress, iMarketing, Magic Nutrition, Swan Montgomery, top musician, engineer, and performer with solo album Autumn, and Ultimate Air Show on W4CY.